This is the inside track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. It's Thursday night. We're at the Lee County Speedway. We're with tonight's Brockway Sprint Invaders feature winner, Matt Sutton from Macomb. Matt, what a great race.
Oh, that was great, wasn't it? Our car was awesome. Our crew was great. Man, it's fun to win at Donaldson.
I tell you, man, that start was so important. You know, you were up on the wheel. You got a good start. You got to let yourself get out. Got out in front there and started just hitting your marks and running good lap after lap. And, man, you're pulling away.
Yeah, I knew I couldn't make any mistakes. We got really fortunate on that original start that the red come out, or else it might have been a little bit different interview because Tyler Blank got around us there on the bottom. I missed it. I told myself I can't do that again.
It wasn't the kind of track that pretty much knew early tonight that wasn't the kind of track somebody was going to come from 10th or 12th to win.
No, it was going to be imperative to start up front and stay up front. And I drew number one out of the dash. That don't happen very often. I usually draw six.
I'm sure you didn't want to see that late race yellow.
No, I didn't. I was ready for it to be over. I knew that I'd put at least two lap cars in between us, and it ended up being one or whatever, but I didn't like to see that. And then I could hear that Schilling kid coming around, or somebody coming around the top there on the last restart. I didn't want to give it away.
He went to the top and then kind of went high, and at that point it was over.
Yeah, I knew if I hit my marks, if they did pass us around the top, then he earned her, I guess.
I'll tell you, when you got into lap traffic there, you got into lap traffic, I think, with about six to go. You really got into some heavy traffic. But I'll tell you, you were getting by those cars well. You got to the bottom, and your car was good down there.
Yeah. I knew that if I could stay underneath of them and get them crowded out of the rubber, you know, without hitting them, that I needed some lap cars in between us. I knew we couldn't mess around with the lap traffic at all, or it'd just kill us.
After having some sitting up there tonight with your mother, talking to her, and having some challenges to the start of the season this year, it's got to feel good to get back behind the wheel and get this win.
Yes, it does. We had some health issues there at the beginning of the year, so I had to sit a race out. But then we got all healed up and were cleared by the docs, and here we are back at the top again.
Who'd you have here helping you tonight as far as pit crew?
I had my main man, Chris McGraw, my crew chief. I had Chad and Sandy Foreman, Scott Lawyer and his two boys, Cal and Colt. And Mom and Dad are here, of course. They always go to all of them, and we had a really nice night.
Who you got for sponsors on your car this year?
We've got a lot of our sponsors and advertisers have been with us for a long time, and we can't thank them enough. S&S Shortstop out of Table Grove and Ipava, Brett and Aaron Smith. Lawyer Farms, Scott Lawyer and his boys. Onion Farms, Steve Onion and his wife and kids. They've been with us for a long time. We got Amsoil with Craig and Brenda Hamrick there in Macomb. Premier Graphics, Murray, Monica, and their boys. We got Scott Sullivan Painting, Drywall Finishing. He come on board. He's helped us a bunch. Dorothy Angus, Automotive Machine with Manny Rockhold, and Military Surplus Depot. That's our little gun store we've got in industry. Pepsi, Smoky Bones. We got a ton of really good help.
Matt Sutton, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track, and congratulations on the Brockway Sprint Invaders feature win tonight at the Lee County Speedway.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.